Sawal Kiega. I'm your host Vidya, and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the preschool and after school program that brings up really confident kids. Before we begin, remember that you can listen to the show in three ways: on the radio at 1550 AM, of course, and then you can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button. You can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app, and one of the big advantages of doing that is you also get to listen to great music throughout the day whenever you want it. Also, if you want to participate on the show, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. I'm going to be repeating that email address several times during the show. safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, let's go over the rules one more time. We have three third graders in the show with us today. We have three segments, three categories of 10 questions each, three different topics. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes and you answer the question after the first person who buzzed in has had a chance to answer the question and your answer is correct, you get 5 points. But if you put a wrong answer, you get -5 points. But if the question comes to you because the first person who buzzed didn't know the answer, you can choose to say pass. That means I don't know the answer, I don't want to try. And you don't get penalized for passing the question. Got it? All right. For the kids who are listening at home, as usual, I will have a listener question at the end of each round. So keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. Again, once you have called in and won the prize and your name is announced as the winner of the listener question, the place to write to us and give your correct answer, your name, etc., to win the prize is safariquizshow@gmail.com. I'm going to be repeating it several times over the course of the show. And the reason is that I want all the winners to please write to us by the end of day today. I know we're all very busy running around with our kids. Saturdays are very busy because we have so many activities and so many functions and so many social occasions to go to. But we all carry mobile phones. It takes 30 seconds to write us an email saying, I won listener challenge question number one. Here's my name. Here's the question. Here's the answer. I tell you, I've timed it. It doesn't take more than 30 seconds. I'm sure you can do it. So safariquizshow@gmail.com is the email to write to. It's also the email to write to us. If you have anything to say to us about the show, any bouquets, any brickbats, any thoughts, any ideas, we would love to get some category ideas. I would love to get some category ideas from you, which you think would be appropriate for the kids in the studio and that the kids could have a lot of fun with. I'm always thinking of new ways to make it more interesting for the kids, and I'm happy to have your ideas for that. And you know what? If I accept your idea and we use one of your categories on the show, I will be absolutely sure to credit you for it. So your name will appear on live radio. So be sure to write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right. So we have three cute contestants in the studio today. Let's go and meet them. Our very first contestant is Tanvi. Welcome to the show, Tanvi.
Hi.
So Tanvi is a returning contestant. Still, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I go to Ardenwood Elementary. I'm in third grade.
Mm-hmm. And what do you? So tell me something. Tell our listeners a little bit about what your first experience on the show was like.
My first experience, I was a little nervous, but I was still confident.
You're still confident. Did you win?
Yes.
Awesome. So when we win, we feel like coming back. But I have to tell you, on this show, even the kids who don't win love it and want to come back and try again. And you know what? Everybody gets better and better as they come multiple times on the show because, you know, they get the hang of the buzzer. They get a hang of when to buzz. And they get over some of the nervousness that they had the first time they were on the show, right, Tanvi?
Yeah.
You're not nervous at all today, I can tell.
I'm not.
Not, absolutely. And tell me what you'd like to do in your spare time.
I like going out and hanging out with my friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Our next contestant is Himani. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So, Himani, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I go to Tom Maloney Elementary School.
Mm-hmm. And you're in third grade, too?
Yeah.
And what do you like to do for fun?
I like to go to the park and walk around.
Walk around? Do you ride a bike?
Yeah.
Do you like to play any games?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Like board games that you can play with, like, 4 people.
Oh, you like to be with your friends and play board games? That sounds like so much fun. What do you like, play? Monopoly?
Not Monopoly, but other kinds of board games.
Ludo?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ludo is so much fun, huh? Absolutely. And our third contestant in the studio today is Ava. Welcome to the show, Ava.
Hi.
So Ava has a very sweet, soft voice, and Ava will be very speaking very close to the mic so we can all hear her, right? So tell Ava, tell me a little bit about yourself. Which school do you go to?
Third grade. I go to Mission Valley Elementary.
And what do you do for fun?
Nothing.
Nothing? What do you come back when you come back from school? What do? Do you just sit and study? Do you read? Do you like reading?
Yeah.
You like reading? What book are you reading right now?
I don't know.
Do you like to read Thea Stilton? Geronimo Stilton? No? Let's see, what else? Magic Tree House?
Yeah,
kind of. Yeah, everybody loves Magic Tree House at that age. In fact, I think they come out with like a couple of books a year, so there's always something new and interesting to learn about. And I love the way they mix up learning and fun, which is what we try to do at the quiz show here. Mix up learning and fun, right? All right. So let's start with our categories for today. I want to start it off a little bit easy. As I said before, while we were in the studio, before the show started, I think our questions might be a little challenging for our contestants today. We've tried to make them easier, but we'll start with the easy round, which is animals beginning with the letter A. Everybody ready? Hands on buzzers. Everybody knows the right technique to hit the buzzer the fastest. Tanvi has got it. Himani and Ava are catching on because we did a little bit of practice before the show began. All right. Animals beginning with the letter A. All right. Question number one. This insect is related to wasps and bees and lives in colonies.
Ant.
Ant is right. And Himani gets 10 points. We have Lori in the studio with me again today. She is our scorekeeper. So she's going to hand out 10 points to Himani. Well done, Himani. Question number two. Creature that uses its long tongue to slurp insects.
Frog.
Remember, we're talking about animals with an A. And Himani loses 5 points for that. So, Lori, you will hand her out the 5-point token and take the 10-point token away from her. Question passes to Ava. Creature that uses its long tongue to slurp insects.
Pass.
Tanvi, would you like to try?
Anteater?
Anteater, correct. That's why we asked the first question was ant, the second question was anteater, and Tanvi gets 5 points. Good job. Question number 3. Creature with a leathery armored shell and can roll up into a ball.
Armadillo.
Armadillo is right. 10 points to Tanvi, who has a voice that rivals my own. I have to say, awesome. I've never met anybody who's as loud as me. Question number 4. That's right. I mean, my voice is so loud, Michael actually has to tone it down sometimes because he's sure that the listeners are going to go deaf. Question number 4. Cousin of the crocodile.
Alligator.
Alligator is right. Tanvi again. 10 points. Very good. Question number 5. The oryx, gazelle, nilgai, black buck are all this type of animal. The oryx, gazelle, nilgai, black buck.
Amphibian.
Amphibian? No, that is not correct. 5 points taken away from Himani. Question passes to Ava. Remember, it's an animal beginning with an A. What kind of an animal is a gazelle?
Pass.
Question passes to Tanvi.
Pass.
It's an antelope. An antelope. Okay. Now name this kind of fish that's usually striped and can be...
Angel.
Angel fish. Very good. 10 points to Tanvi. Question number 7. This bird has the longest wingspan of any bird. Longest...
Eagle.
5 points from Tanvi for naming an animal that did not begin with an A. Question passes to Himani. Longest wingspan. Long wings. A bird whose name begins with an A. It's a little tough, I know. Think. Some of our listeners know and wish they could be here in the studio. If you're listening to this question, you know the answer, and you wish you were in the studio, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com.
Anaconda? No, that is...
Oops. Now Himani owes us 5 points. Question passes to Ava.
Pass.
Okay, the answer is albatross. Albatross. Question number 8. Unlike the Asian kind, these large mammals have tusks on both the male and the female. Unlike the Asian mammal, these large mammals have tusks on both the male and the female. Remember, I need the full name. It's a two-word answer. I need a full name, and the first word begins with an A. You probably guessed what mammal it is, and you're thinking, but that doesn't begin with an A, and you're right. But there is a first qualifier which tells us where the animal is from. That's why I said, unlike the Asian kind, You can be able to buzz in, Tawa, if you think you know the answer.
African elephant?
African elephants is right. That was Tanvi. 10 points. Very good. Question number 9. This South American animal looks like a small llama. This South American animal looks like a small llama. And that's not the Dalai Lama. It is the L-L-A-M-A llama, which looks like a small camel. So we have camel, llama, and then our animal. A. Animals beginning with an A. Also used to... its fur is also used for... Wool, I would say. Wool is used for carpets. Mm-hmm. No, blanking. Alpaca. Alpaca. All right, question number 10. Large non-venomous snake found in South America.
Anaconda.
Anaconda is right this time. She gets 5 points because she owes us 5 points. Awesome. All right, we come to the end of our first category. Tanvi has sort of run away with this chapter, but don't worry, Himani and Ava, we have two more categories. So there's anything can happen, all right? No feeling bad about it. And we're coming to our first listener challenge. Also in the category animals beginning with an A. Before we give out the question, the studio number 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. I bet that is Sabina and Ignor. Hi, Sabina. Hi, Ignor. All right. Here's the question. This carnivorous animal has fur that is brown in summer and white in winter. It can be found in the snowy areas around the North Pole. The question is not open to our kids in the studio. It's just for our listeners at home. All right. Let's go to our first caller. Hi. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello. My name is Krushan and the answer is Arctic fox.
And that's Krushan?
Yeah, Krishan.
All right. Thank you, Krishan. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritvik, and I think the answer is Arctic fox.
Thank you, Ritvik. That's two. Question number...
My answer is a polar bear.
And who is this?
Akansha.
Akansha. Remember, we are talking about animals that begin with an A. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ashman, and I think the answer is Arctic fox.
And that's Ashna? Did I get that right?
Ashman.
Okay, Ashman.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ashman. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Kirtana, and the answer is Arctic fox.
Thank you, Kirtana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is Arctic Owl.
Roshni says Arctic Owl. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nishant, and my answer is the Arctic Fox.
Nishant says Arctic Fox. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignor. Can you repeat the question?
What carnivorous animal has fur that's brown in summer and white in winter? Can be found in the snowy areas around the North Pole.
Oh, Arctic polar bear.
Thank you, Ignor. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Arctic fox.
Thank you, Shivam. And I believe we have our last caller now. Yes, yep. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Arctic fox.
Thank you, Pooja. And Pooja was our last caller of the first listener challenge question. We have two more, so if you're missing out, don't worry. You'll have two more opportunities to answer that question. Call studio number, as always, is 510-770-1550. We're going to go on a break. When we come back from our break, we'll move on to category two and see how the kids in the studio are doing. Jieja! Sawal kiye ja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye ja.
Sawal kiye ja.
This is your host Vidya and you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. If you're just tuned in, we've already done with one category, which was animals beginning with an A, and are getting ready to begin our second one. But first, we have to find out who won our listener challenge question. The question was, this carnivorous animal has fur that's brown in winter and white, brown in summer and white in winter. It can be found in the snowy areas around the North Pole, and the answer is Arctic fox. Arctic fox. And the correct answer, we had a few. We had about 7 correct answers. And of that, Ava has picked our first winner. Ava, let us know who won our first listener challenge question.
The winner of the first listener challenge is Ashman.
Ashman, I hope I got your name right. We'll figure it out. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And tell us your name, the question and the answer, and we'll get your prize to you as soon as we can. Alright, so that was, let's do a little applause for Ashman. Good job. I believe he was a new caller because I haven't heard his name before. And Himani tells me he may be her friend. Awesome, Ashman. So if you called in to support Himani, that was a really clever move on your part because you won. Awesome. All right. So let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Tanvi, how many points do you have?
40 points.
Tanvi has 40. Himani, how many points do you have?
I have 5 points.
And Ava, how many points do you have?
0.
Okay. Ava did not take any chances. Next, did you know some of the answers? Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't buzz in quick enough? Because Tanvi was like, hugging the buzzer. Okay. So you know how to buzz in quickly? Like that. Okay. All right. So next category is cities of the world. Just famous cities. Ready?
Yeah.
Did you guys prepare?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I expect good answers from you. Ready with our first question. Question number one. Remember, buzz in quickly if you think you know the answer. Where the President of the United States lives?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., says Tanvi, and she's really quick on the buzzer. All right. Question number two. Where the Queen of England lives? Ava.
England.
City. Question passes to Tanvi.
London.
London is right. So -5 for Ava and +5 for Tanvi. Question number three. Little difficult, maybe. Largest city in Northern California, sometimes called the capital of Silicon Valley. Sometimes called the capital of Silicon Valley. And I'll give you a clue. It's to the south of where we are sitting right now. It's the south of where we are sitting right now. Largest city to our south. Capital of Silicon Valley. It's a two-word city. Oh man, I'm giving you so many clues. You've probably driven by that many, 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 many times.
San Francisco?
It's San Francisco to the south of us, Tanvi. -5 for you. Question passes to Himani.
Pass.
Ava, you want to take a chance?
South America?
No, to the south of Northern California. It's San Jose. San Jose. It's the capital of Silicon Valley. Okay. Question number, I don't know what question number because we moved it. 1, 2, 3, 4th question. This capital city of Russia has the largest number of billionaires in the world. This capital.
Luxembourg.
Capital city of Russia. No, Himani, that is not correct. Question passes to Ava.
Pass.
Capital city of Russia.
Pass.
Moscow. Moscow is the capital city of Russia. Question number 5. This Japanese city will host the Summer Olympic Games in 2020.
Tokyo?
Tokyo is right. Very good. Awesome. 10 points to Tanvi. Next question. This Asian city is also an island country. This Asian city is also an island country. It's a city that's also a country. You probably...
Singapore.
Singapore is right, Tanvi. That was well thought out. A good, good, good educated guess. Awesome. 10 points. Next question. The Colosseum in this Italian city was once the site of gladiatorial fights. The Colosseum in this Italian city. Italian city. It's the capital of Italy.
Rome.
Rome is right. And Ava gets off the board with that. Awesome. 10 points to Ava. Very good. All right, next question. The city of Rio de Janeiro is in this country. The city of Rio de Janeiro. Rio, you remember the little movie with the bird who went to Rio?
I didn't watch it.
I did watch it.
Which country are we talking about? Rio.
Which country
I knew this one.
No?
No.
It's Brazil. Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now I remember.
All right, next question. I think many of you will know the answer to this question, so hands on buzzers. This city was once known as Bombay. Yes?
Mumbai.
Mumbai, says Tanvi. She buzzed in first. Absolutely right. Next question. The Eiffel Tower is in this city.
Paris.
Paris is right. Very good. 10 points. And our last... No, I think we've come to the end of our questions for this round. Awesome. All right. So we are now getting ready for our listener challenge question. Listener challenge question. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. The question is, in cities of the world category, this European city is also known as the floating city. This European city is also known as the floating city. Let's have our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ignor, and I think the answer is Florence.
Ignor thinks the answer is Florence. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is Venice.
Thank you, Stuti. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Is it Venice?
Who's this?
Kritika.
Kritika. Thank you, Kritika. Kritika says Venice. We have Florence and Venice as our two choices. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ritwik, and I think the answer is Venice.
Ritwik, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, hi, this is Anish, and my answer is Venice.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krishan, and I think the answer is Venice.
Thank you, Krishan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is Venice.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Nimisha, and my answer is Venice.
Thank you, Nimisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Pratiksha, and the answer is Venice.
Well, Pratiksha, welcome to our new caller. Thank you for your answer. Let's go to our, last caller.
My name is Sean, and I think the answer is Venice.
Thank you, Sean. And Sean was our last caller for our second listener challenge. This time, the winner will be picked by Himani. And we're going to take a break. When we come back from our break, answers, winners. Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
School program for your
Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
This is your host Vidya, and you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. If you're just tuning in, we've gone through two categories already: animals beginning with an A and cities of the world. The next category is really interesting and doesn't require you to know any facts, which is my way of reassuring the kids in the studio that they're going to be fine. And we'll give them as much time as they need to answer, because I think a couple of them are really nervous, right? But I think Himani's not that nervous anymore, right? Now, okay, I think we need to have their mics on, Mike. And before we go and see how the kids in the studio did, let's see who won the second listener challenge question. And what was the second listener challenge question? It was, which European city is known as the floating city? And the answer was Venice. And Himani picked the winner from all our correct answers. And Himani, why don't you tell us who won loudly?
The winner of the second listener challenge is Sean.
Sean! Woohoo! All right, Sean, you know what to do. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. And please send us name and email right away by the end of day today, so that Miss Anu can hand out the prizes really quickly. Oh, by the way, while we were on break, somebody actually suggested a category for a future show. So I let me quickly see if I can find that. All right. Here we go. And that was category suggestion given by Swarit. Swarit's category suggestion was Bollywood. Let's ask the kids in the studio if that's a category they would like. What do you think, Kava? Would you like Bollywood as a category?
I don't know.
Do you know anything about Bollywood?
Not really.
What about you, Tanvi?
Of course I know.
You of course you know. So we have a Bollywood enthusiast. Well, guess what? If you want to participate on the show and think you can do well on the Bollywood category, send us your application through safariquizshow@gmail.com and mention that you would like Bollywood. If you can find three people who are somewhat interested in Bollywood, we'll definitely do a Bollywood category, because I would love to. I watch a lot of Bollywood movies and songs, so I think I would love to do it, but I'm not sure kids here get to watch a lot of Bollywood movies because, for one, a lot of them are not appropriate for kids, so it would be difficult, and they don't read the newspapers or magazines which have Bollywood. So it's a great idea, but we have to find three kids who think they can answer those questions before we can do that category in the studio. But thank you for sending that category suggestion, and anybody else out there, if you have a category suggestion, send it to us. During the break, I'll look at my emails, and maybe we will talk about it when we come back from our last break. All right, so let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Tanvi, again, good category for you. You did well on that round. Tell me how many points you have. And Tanvi's counting her big stack of chips.
90 points.
Tanvi really ran away with the second round as well. She has 90 points. That's very good. Himani, did you move at all?
No.
No, Himani is feeling a little discouraged because she couldn't answer anything, but I think she's going to do well on our coming up round. And don't worry, in the first show, everybody is super nervous and very, very, you know, not good at pressing the buzzer fast. Ava, how many points do you have?
5.
Ava has 5 points and she's doing really well, I think. She's also a little nervous, but as we say, keep coming back and you become the king of the buzzer when you do that. All right, so our next category is a little complicated, so let me explain it for benefit of both our listeners and our kids in the studio. It's word pairs where there are two words. The second word is one. This is the first word with the first letter removed, like chill and hill. So hill is chill with the C removed, and all our answers are like that, with the second word, with one word having one letter less than the other word. The first letter less. Got it? I think so, yeah. Said the kids in the studio, looking very uncertain. But we'll start and we'll see how it goes. Right? All right. Here's our first question. You may have to do this to cold food before you do this. You may have to do this to cold food. What would you do to cold food before you do what?
You may have to heat it before you eat it.
Awesome, Himani. 10 points. Good job. Ava, you got the hang of that? How that works? Yeah? All right. Think. You can do this. Question number 2. A banana peel made the man do this and hurt this part of his face. A banana peel made the man do...
slip and hurt his lip.
Awesome. Himani is good at this. Good job. 10 more points. That's really good. Question number 3. A flat place where you can play with a ball which is this shape. A flat place where you can play with a ball with this, which is this shape. So start thinking about the shape of the ball and add a letter to it to make the flat place.
Round and ground and round.
Awesome. 10 more points for Himani. Well done.
Whoa.
Question number 4. A bird's movement in the air blocks this from the sun. Again, I would suggest you think about what comes from the sun and then think about the bird's movement in the air. Ava, what comes from the sun? Think. We get something from the sun and then a bird's movement in the air blocks it. Okay, think about it again. What do we get from the sun?
Sunlight. Light.
And what's the second word? This is the bird's movement in the air.
Flight and light.
Light. Tanvi got it. 10 points to Tanvi. Good job. Question number 5. Baseball is this, and you played in San Francisco, which has many of these places where ships can dock. A place where a ship can dock, and what baseball is? A place where a ship can dock and what baseball is. A baseball or basketball or tennis or volleyball.
Sport and port.
Awesome, Tanvi. 10 points. Very good. Question number 6. Don't use your gun to do this just because the owl is making a noise.
Shoot and hoot.
That's very good, Himani. 10 points. Whoops. Did you know that, Ava? Oh, a little bit late. All right, let's try again. You might know this one too, so be ready. These black birds are flying in straight lines.
Crow, row.
Crows and rows. Very good. 10 more points to Himani. She's giving Tanvi a run for her money. Next one. You have this on your head which waves in the wind.
Hair, air.
Hair, air. Very good. 10 points to Tanvi. This is getting to be a competition, guys. All right. Next question. This staple grain of Asia sometimes is eaten with this really cold food. Actually, it isn't. I'm just making that up.
Rice ice.
Very good. 10 points to Tanvi. And our last question.
Awesome.
Our last question of this episode is, the man is making a bowl shaped like a sea mammal out of clay. The man is making a bowl shaped like a sea animal out of clay. Who's the man who makes things out of clay, and what is the sea mammal? Think. We have plenty of time. Ava, think. Who's the man who makes things out of clay? And if you remove one letter, you get the sea mammal. Michael, do you know the answer? No? All right. Oh, Miss Anu knows the answer. Who's... Yes?
Whale, male.
No, that is not correct. 5 points from Tanvi. Question passes to Himani. Take a guess. It's the last question of the episode. What are you going to lose? Who's the man who makes things out of clay? And the sea mammal. Say pass if you don't know it.
Pass.
And Ava, you want to try?
Pass.
The answer is Potter. Otter.
Oh!
That was a chorus.
I get it.
You get it. All right. So that brings us to the end of our episode for today. I know it was a tough round. And you girls did awesome. I really have to say appreciate how well you did at third grade. This was not easy. And I think when I go back, I'm going to rethink how we can make it a little bit more appropriate for third grade. But you guys did really well because you are super smart third graders. All right. So here's our listener challenge question. 510-770-1550. Listener challenge question. Same category. Word pairs. First word, second word. The second word has one letter less than the first word. The girl was very smart. She was always correct. The girl was very smart. She was always correct. Let's go to our first caller. Oh, let me give out the call-in number because otherwise I will have people complaining. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And we have the first caller on the line. Hi, you're on the air. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is the girl was very bright, so she was always right.
Okay, thank you, Roshni. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Sabina, you're really breaking up. Can you find another place where you can get a better reception and call back? I really did not hear you there. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is Aryaman, and I think the answer is bright and right.
Aryaman, thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is the girl was bright, so she was always right.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nishant, and the answer is bright and right.
Thank you, Nishant. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Krishan, and the answer is bright and right.
Thank you, Krishan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ashna.
Yes, Ashna, and what's your answer?
My answer is bright and right.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritvik, and I think the answer is bright and right.
Thank you, Ritvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is bright and right.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Neha, and I think it's bright and right.
Is it Neha?
Yeah.
Okay, and Neha is our last but one caller, so the next caller is going to be our last caller for today. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sean, and I think the answer is bright and right.
Thank you, Sean, and congrats on winning the last round. And Sean was our last caller for question number 3. I know there are still some people trying to call in. I'm really sorry. We're just running out of time, and we typically do 10 callers per question. So I'm going to take a break now. When we come back, the answers and all the winners. Jieja, Sawal Kieja.
Safari Kid offers preschool and after-school programs customized to every child.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya, and we are done with today's episodes. All that remains is to see who were all the winners. First, what was our listener challenge question? The listener challenge question was in the word pair category. The girl was very smart. She was always correct. The answer indeed was bright and light, and everybody got it. So did the kids in the studio. They had a lot of fun with this category, and I think they would like to have similar categories in the future. The winner is going to be announced by Tanvi. Go ahead, Tanvi.
The winner of the third listener challenge is Madhav.
Madhav, well done. You know what to do. Write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com right away if you can, so that we have all our three winners. So let's see who are three winners. Ava, who was the winner of the first listener challenge?
Ashman.
Second challenge?
The second one was Sean.
And third one was?
Madhav.
So Ashman, Sean, Madhav. We had three girls in the studio and three boy winners. Awesome. All right. So all of you write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. I believe you already have one of our winners write to us. I'm checking my email. So that's awesome. That was really, really quick. And we want everybody else to be as quick. We also had a second listener category suggested by Swarit. Now, I'm not sure if Swarit is a kid or a grown-up, because his category was cricket, which I'm sure the three girls in the studio know nothing about. But again, if you play cricket, you're interested in the category cricket, when you come to the studio, please mention it. You know what? If you have enough, we try to group our contestants by their interests and by their age. So if you have three kids who love to play cricket, we'll absolutely have a cricket category. I'll also learn something along the way. My knowledge of cricket is So we'll see. All right. So let's see how the kids in the studio did. Tanvi, how many points did you have?
125.
Awesome. So Tanvi did really well. She did very well the first time she came here too, but Himani was a surprise because she answered a lot of questions in our second round. Himani, how many points do you have?
I have 50 points.
That's awesome. Well done. And Ava, how many points do you have?
5.
Ava was a little slow on the buzzer, right? And she was a little discouraged because the first two rounds didn't go well. But you know what, Ava? The remedy for all this, I always say, is to come back. Every time you come back on the show, you get less and less nervous, and you get less and less concerned about how well you did. It's more the fun of being here and trying to answer the questions and learning a lot in the process. So our winner for today is Tanvi. Woohoo! Well done, Tanvi. She prepared. She studied a lot. And came, and she got the results and she also guessed sometimes. So I really commend her for having both aspects of the show down. Well done. She will be receiving a big prize, but the two other girls are also going to get prizes for participating, because it's not easy to come to the show and be, you know, put away our nervousness and be part of the show. So that's wonderful. So with that, we come to the end of the show today. I was helped by our producers, Anu and Michael, and my assistant in the studio was Lori. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jieja
Sabai.